Efforts to form a reformist Palestinian cabinet have hit a roadblock, with Prime Minister-designate Mahmoud Abbas unable to get Yasser Arafat to approve his list of ministers. All-night negotiating sessions have failed to produce a compromise. Failure to name a cabinet by Wednesday's deadline could torpedo U.S. plans to release what it calls its roadmap for Israeli-Palestinian agreement, leading to a Palestinian state in 3 years. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
5 weeks ago, Yasser Arafat nominated his deputy, Mahmoud Abbas, known as Abu Mazen, to the newly created post of Palestinian Prime Minister. The choice of Abu Mazen, who was the chief Palestinian negotiator of the Oslo Peace Accord with Israel, was welcomed by the international community and by Israel. President Bush said that as soon as Abu Mazen's government was sworn in, he would release the U.S.-backed peace plan known as the Roadmap, which calls for a Palestinian state by 2005. But 2 days before a deadline, Abu Mazen and Arafat have been unable to reach an agreement on a cabinet slate. Palestinian officials say the main point of argument has been over Abu Mazen's insistence on appointing former Gaza Preventive Security Chief Mohammed Dahlan to be in charge of security affairs. Analysts say appointing Dahlan, who has cracked down on Islamist groups in the past, would be a signal that Abu Mazen intends to push hard to stop attacks on Israelis, an American condition that is part of the roadmap. The problem, say Palestinian officials involved in the negotiations, is that Arafat sees Dahlan as a direct challenge to his authority. Palestinian Legislative Council member Hanan Ashrawi, one of Arafat's critics, say the Palestinian leader does not want to share power.
He's finding it extremely difficult to relinquish the standing, to not just to do power sharing, but to relinquish most of his powers, and of course to abandon many of his guys. That's the problem. Is that it's become a game of musical chairs, you know, my guys versus your guys, and a question of personal loyalties.
Abu Mazen is threatening to resign. If he does step down, Arafat intends to give the task of forming a government to one of his loyalists. But those officials involved say that kind of a government will not be approved by the 88-member Palestinian Legislative Council, which has been demonstrating growing independence. Palestinian cabinet minister Saab Erekat, an Arafat loyalist, says the big loser will be the Palestinian people.
It's going to be very, very difficult for anyone to be able to form a government after if Abu Mazen could not deliver the government. And I really, as a Palestinian, you know, I thought that we should look at the bigger picture, the roadmap, the peace process, and go ahead with the government immediately and vote for it and support it. And Abu Mazen is one of our best.
Palestinian officials say the U.S., the European Union, and Egypt and Jordan have all been pressuring Arafat to back down and let Abu Mazen form the government. Nabil Amr, who was slated to become Minister of Public Relations in the new cabinet, says Abu Mazen is the best candidate to restart the peace process with Israel after 2.5 years of violence that has claimed 3,000 lives, more than two-thirds of them Palestinians.
He believes deeply in the peace with the Israelis. I think he a good leader as a prime minister for transitional period to prepare for the elections, to prepare for the new stage.
But now many Palestinians worry that that new stage will be delayed yet again. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.